Hi, good afternoon. It is Joseph House.
Yes, I see you.
Hi, Mr. House. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Do you or does anyone in your household work for a media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote, most definitely.
Okay. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay, and if the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote? For President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and what is your age? I have 51. Would that be correct?
That would be correct.
Okay. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, Indian, mixed, or?
Black American.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in the November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10. How motivated are you
eight.
To vote in the 8?
Yes.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would you strongly approve it, somewhat approve it, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Would that be a somewhat approvement or a strongly approve?
Somewhat approve. Somewhat approve.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Disapprove.
Would that be a somewhat disapprovement or a strongly disapprovement?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. I'm going to go ahead and read the list out to you at this moment. Working to end the war in Gaza, how important it is from 0 to 10?
5.
And what about reducing crime and violence? How is it important from 0 to 10?
9.
What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
8.
And what about banning TikTok from 0 to 10? How important it is?
5.
What about criminal justice reform that fights racial profiling by police and holds bad cops from 0 to 10?
10.
in creating more affordable housing from 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
What about making college more affordable from 0 to 10?
10.
What about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
8.
What about protecting our personal data online from big corporations?
10.
Okay. And do you believe the presidents and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you? Would that be a yes or a no?
No.
Okay, you answered that the president and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
Still motivated to vote.
Okay. Now I'd like to you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. I'm going to read the list to you at this moment.
0 to 100?
Yes, 0 to 100. 100 is the most favorable, 0 is the unfavorable, and 50 is where you have no nor warm or cold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Joe Biden?
70.
What about Elon Musk?
Never heard of her.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about TikTok?
50.
What about Democrats in Congress?
40.
What about Republicans in Congress?
20.
What about Hakeem Jeffries?
50.
What about Mike Johnson?
30.
What about Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
40.
And what about Meta / Facebook?
40.
Okay. And I know it's a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and if the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote if you're undecided? You can say so as well if the president's elections were held today.
Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? Please tell me a sentence. I'm going to go ahead and I'll note it down for you.
He's the lesser of two evils.
Okay. Tell me one moment. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all about artificial intelligence?
A fair amount.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
More of a benefit.
Okay. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are, or tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about
more
rights.
More regulated.
Okay. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Do you think TikTok, Google, Instagram, X formerly known as Twitter, Facebook, or Meta, YouTube, or video games?
Hey.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? YouTube, would you say you use it multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month?
Multiple times a week.
Multiple times a week?
Yeah.
Okay, and what about Facebook? Would you use it multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week?
None.
No. Okay. And what about Instagram?
None.
And what about TikTok?
None.
And what about X, formerly known as Twitter?
None.
Okay. And now I'm going to read a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The statements read, Meta plays a positive role in society. Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Disagree.
Would that be a somewhat disagreement or a strongly
somewhat
disagreement? Okay. And what about X or Twitter plays a positive role in society? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or
strongly disagree?
What about Meta keeps its users' data secure? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or somewhat agree, or somewhat disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, what about TikTok plays a positive role in society? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree? Somewhat disagree. What about TikTok keeps its users' data secure? Would you strongly agree, somewhat disagree,
strongly
or strongly
disagree?
Okay, what about Twitter keeps its users' data secure? Will you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or
strongly disagree?
Okay, and have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president signing it into law? Have you heard a lot about it or just a little?
A little.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Support.
Would that be a somewhat support or a strongly support?
Somewhat support.
And generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Would you be much more likely to vote for that candidate, somewhat more likely to vote for that candidate, somewhat more likely to vote against that candidate, or much more likely to vote against that candidate who voted to ban TikTok. Support?
Somewhat for. Support.
Somewhat. Someone for? Okay. And what do you think was Congress's primary motivation behind banning TikTok? Do you think that they're trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors? That they are playing politics? That they're trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with? That they want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok? That they are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on U.S.? That they have been influenced by
big tech in politics? Yes, they're playing politics.
Okay. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Please tell me all that apply. Cable TV news such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, local TV news, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, YouTube news websites or apps, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, music and entertainment sites, print newspapers or magazines, national evening network TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, talk or news radio, or none of the above?
News radio and local news.
Okay. Give me one moment. Okay, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificates, college graduate, a bachelor's degree, a postgraduate master's, and MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.?
Postgraduate master's.
Okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, singles, married? And do you have any children 18 years or age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
This concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. Once again, your opinion is very important. Thanks again for your help. You have yourself a wonderful night, okay, sir?
You too. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.